Ari's with us. Hello, Ari.
Oh, hello there. I'm curious, is it possible to reset your caffeine tolerance?
Oh, yes. So tell us the background to this, because this is getting hooked on caffeine and that kind of thing. Tell us about your caffeine habit.
Yeah, well, I drink coffee, but nowadays I've been drinking more and more energy drinks. I was just wondering if there another way to stop building up your tolerance to caffeine other than taking a break from drinking?
Quick question. How do you know that you've developed this tolerance to caffeine? Are you sort of quivering in your seat and things like that? Because I know that if I have one coffee too many, and I know I have, but I get sort of shaky and start talking too quickly.
Yeah, something like that. But also I tend to start to get more drowsy sooner than I think.
So you have to have the caffeine to stay awake, and if you don't have it, then you nod off. I think I know that syndrome.
Something like that, yeah.
Does that happen in your house, Dominic?
Yeah, I mean, you should ask my housemate all night before I've had my morning coffee.
Jenny, what do you think?
Well, caffeine's used by so many people to keep them feeling awake. It's probably one of the most commonly used drugs, but it actually works by countering a substance in your brain known as adenosine. And this builds up during the course of normal brain activity. And then there are receptors to monitor the amount of this substance. And that's sort of how your brain tells when it's, you know, coming to the end of the day and you should maybe be getting a bit sleepy and thinking about going to bed. Now, caffeine is really clever because it looks quite similar to one of these adenosine molecules, so that it actually fits into the receptors but doesn't activate them. So because the receptors are then blocked by the caffeine molecules, your brain's tricked into thinking there's less adenosine there, and so you don't get the feelings of sleepiness. And that allows your brain's natural stimulants, the dopamine and glutamate molecules, to work freely without being inhibited. The strength of these effects can vary from person to person, and it depends on loads of different factors, but partly it's their level of tolerance. And like with all drugs, continued use of caffeine does build up this tolerance. So the first time you have a cup of coffee, you probably feel its effects very strongly. But if you've been drinking 5 cups a day for 10 years, you probably stop feeling the effects at all and actually just need it to get back to a normal level. You can think of tolerance in a way as the brain trying to get back to what it was like before you started drinking caffeine. So if you push it in one direction, it's going to try and push back in the other direction. But that then means that if you take away the caffeine, your brain's then too far the other way. And this is where you get the withdrawal symptoms, which can be quite extreme. A lot of people...
Headache.
Yeah, a lot of people really get headaches, but you can also get nausea, you can get irritability, all sorts of horrible things. This tolerance can build up really quickly, actually, between 1 and 2 weeks, and can be really strong. So even very high doses of caffeine can start not increasing your alertness after only sort of 18 days or so.
There was a chemist in Glasgow University who did a study where he wanted to know how much caffeine was in the coffees being served up at the average coffee house. Because if you go and buy a packet of cigarettes, for example, it'll tell you how much nicotine there is in the cigarettes. If you go and buy an alcoholic drink, it will tell you how much alcohol there is in it. You can go to any coffee chain and buy a coffee, but it doesn't tell you how much caffeine is in there. And this is important because there are risks to health for certain groups. I mean, women who are pregnant, it's been shown, should probably try to keep their caffeine intake down below about 2 cups a day, because any more than that can actually be associated with miscarriage. And this gentleman found, by going into more than 20 coffee shops in Glasgow, ordering an espresso and then immediately taking it outside, putting it in methanol and then freezing it in his lab to preserve the caffeine, he found that there was anything between 50 micrograms of caffeine, which is the equivalent of a reasonable strength coffee, up to 300 from one coffee shop. So that's the equivalent in just the same beverage of having 6 cups of coffee in one go from one store and just 3 in another. It's amazing, isn't it? Incredible dosage.
Wow, yeah, that's a huge difference.
So what should Ari do then? Should he ditch the coffee?
Sadly, the only way to get over this tolerance that I've found is to stop drinking the coffee. And now there are people who say it's better to go cold turkey and you may feel a bit rubbish for 10 days or so, but then it will get better. Other people say it's better to bring it down gradually. I think that's up to you. But the only real way to get over it seems to be to stop it so that your brain can recover, basically.
I had a friend who said that he played the most awful practical joke on a housemate by swapping his jar of coffee for decaf without telling him, and then the guy couldn't work out why he was in such a bad mood for 2 weeks and had really bad headaches and couldn't get out of bed. Nasty trick.